today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about rules of life in Islam. So be with us. Assalamu alaikum. Today, Wednesday, 23rd of Zilhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open the Holy Book of Allah. Holy Quran, chapter Hujurat, verse 14.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qalatil a'rabu amanna qul lam tu'minu walakin qulu aslamna walamma yadkhulil imanu fi qulubikum. وَإِن تُطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَا يَلِتْكُم مِّنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ شَيْئًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
The Bedouins say, "We have believed." Say, "You have not yet believed." But say instead, "We have submitted," for faith has not yet entered your hearts. And if you obey Allah and His Messenger, He will not deprive you from your deeds of anything. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse reflects the difference between Islam and faith. Saying that Islam is the outward and legal aspect of faith, and whoever utters the formula. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. It is through Islam that the purity of blood is preserved, one's trust is guaranteed, and marrying him or her will be lawful, but divine rewards will be bestowed upon man through his faith.
Have come from one, the seed has spread. The dawn of light has split from white to blues and reds. Behind it all, there must be more. Seven colors of day. Show the light of your way. Have I found what is lying behind the fire in your eyes? Do you see what I see? What I see, what I see. See what I see, what I see.
The topic of this episode of today's special, Rules of Life in Islam. The Islamic way of life is, to put it briefly, a God-oriented life. The greatest concern of a Muslim is Allah Almighty. The focus of his whole life is the hereafter, which is the ideal world of Allah. He obeys divine injunctions in every aspect of his life. his life is a practical expression of this Quranic verse, chapter 2, verse 138. We take on Allah's own dye. Taking on God's dye means being of godly character in all aspects of one's life, personal as well as social, exemplified in one's thoughts, words, and deeds. This godly character is personified in all Muslim individual whose words and deeds, in family matters, dealings with other members of society, and earning a livelihood are always distinguishably dyed in the divine hue.
When you examine every event here that happens, every event, even a small event, do you know that this event is the result of billions of factors that are combined? You don't see these factors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees those factors. You're not aware of more than 99% of those factors. If all these factors didn't happen, that event would not have happened. Simple events, any event. A man marries a woman. The lady, she goes to a woman's gathering. The mother of that guy sees her on that day. Well, why did she decide to go to that gathering? Why on that day? Why is it that the mother of the man came to meet her? She was impressed by her attitude. And then they ended up getting married. When you just look at a simple event like that, millions of factors put these people together. Many times you don't see these factors, but Allah sees these factors. There is no such thing called a coincidence in the universe. Everything is by divine incidence. There's no coincidence. There's one interesting theory that a meteorologist came up with about a few decades ago. It's called the butterfly effect theory. It shows you how one small factor has such a global influence. There's no such thing as a coincidence. Everything has a cause. So basically, meteorologists who give you the weather report, people objected to them. With all these supercomputers that you have, with all this technology, why can't you get it right? Why can't you tell me how the weather is going to be like 10 days from now, 20 days from now? Why? You have the best technology, you have sensors all over the world. They have sensors in the clouds, airplanes going, checking, you know, storms in the oceans. They have sensors all over the world. And they're computing all of that. Why can't you get it right? So you know what this meteorologist said? He said, the problem is we cannot get it right because of what's called the butterfly effect. And he said this example. It's an interesting example. He says if there's a butterfly flying in Japan, it affects the weather in New York. How? When a butterfly flies, it generates movement in the air. Very small movement. It's not even noticeable to you. It's not even detectable to you. But it generates some movement in the air. That movement causes changes in that part where the butterfly is flying. So it moves the air, it opens a gap. Then you have another layer of air that moves a little bit until you come to cloud level, to the jet stream. Very small, insignificant change. But when it caused that change in the jet stream, and you go thousands of miles away, it affects the weather in New York.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
From the Prophet Muhammad's lifestyle, we have one strategy on golden rules of success. Trust human nature. Most people are basically good. Challenge yourself to make a friend out of an enemy. The Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt were exposed to all sorts of insults, provocative language, abuse, and torture. At that time, the Quran enjoined upon them to return evil deeds with good ones. No matter how hostile a person may appear, he or she has a God-given basic nature and instinct for goodness and for truth-loving. So we believers in Allah and followers of Islam should discipline ourselves as if beneath the surface of his antagonism. There lies maybe a hidden friend. So the challenge of a true propagator of Islam or submitter is to make a friend out of an enemy. Each one of us and our offspring should follow the same example of wishing to build and never wishing to destroy.
I only knew love when I knew love of thee. I sealed up my heart against my enemy. I stood long in converse with thee who doth see my heart's inner secrets, but thou I don't see.
From relying on Allah in our daily lives, we reach to reflection on this universe. How many forces must come together with perfect coordination before a seed can sprout? What keeps this immensely complex universe working so flawlessly, from the simplest to the most complex things? There are indeed pointers to the Creator in every atom of everything in this universe. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of night and day, there are indeed signs for people of understanding, people who remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying down. They realize that Allah did not create all this without purpose. Glory to Allah. Quran chapter 3, verses 190 to 191. This ability and capacity to think deeply about things is the light of a Muslim.
You see, that's one day, let's say you're driving on the highway, on the freeway, and you're not paying attention, say, to your speed or to the method of your driving. You're in a hurry, you need to go somewhere, you're driving fast. While you're absent-minded, you're not really focusing on the road, suddenly you see a car in front of you and you're about to hit that car head-on collision. At that moment, you will see that even the atheist, who for his entire life has denied the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time, the atheist will say, "Oh my God." And you've seen that and you've experienced that. When you're about to experience danger, you go to the Almighty God. Even the atheist, who has rejected the Almighty God for years, for decades, at that moment of danger, when he or she sees that there's no hope in this life except that powerful being, they say, "Oh my God, subhanAllah, for your entire life you've rejected God. Now that you're about to die, when you're about to have an accident, then it's at that time that you call the Almighty God." But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. It has been reported that Gandhi, in India, when he was shot and assassinated, the first word he said when he was shot, "Oh my God." Even though it's known that he was a Hindu. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this nature in ourselves to help us reach his path and to help us embrace him and have a fervent hope and belief in him.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today. And inshallah, of course, we meet you soon in another episode of today's special. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي
علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي